We'll run for butter. I tell people that's the t-shirt I want made. We'll run for butter. I have a habit I need to support. And it's true. I see a viable exchange between the fat I refuse to give up and miles clocked. So up the mountain I go. Once a neighbor driving past asked, "Are you training for something?" I laughed, just trying to fit my butt back in my shorts. But let's face it, my butt is fine. Not perfect, but it could be worse after two kids and a family line of Italian dough people. Are you training for something? As he drove away, I thought too late of the perfect answer. Yes, for the rest of my life. For that long, hot sit in the bleachers when Lily graduates from high school. Days helping Sarah pick a wedding dress. Winters with Joe and the sudden, glorious luxury of time on our weathered hands. But the list is longer. Every foot strike is a pounding on my skull to be more patient, more kind, more patient, more kind. I bludgeon myself with my sins, pound out prayers to hear God, see God. Why the hell can't I recognize God? Does anyone else feel this urgency to quit being such an idiot? And I run to praise, to honor every aspen leaf, every ripple in the mountain's countenance, every fleshy lump of granite in all its corpulent splendor. I run for the moss and its patient vigilance, the lichen so poised in its insistent creep through the centuries. I run for the flowers who bloom for the hell of it, tossing up their beauty for whoever passes by, for the bees boldly diving into their sex, lapping up that gold. I run for the mountain lion I feel but never see. Why can I feel the heavy breath and coiled muscles of the mountain lion but not God? I sing to the bear great lusty bellows of greeting so she'll leave before I arrive. I yodel and do my best Harry Belafonte. Deo, deo. I whoop and I grunt to cheer myself on as I tackle the steepest incline, past the big white rock, past the electric box waiting for a house to be built, now that clump of grass, now the nodding cluster of blue flax, every day just a little farther before I drop to a trot. I run because it's now easier to run up the hill than walk it. I've been running that long. Head bent over my chest, I tell myself I'm not running uphill, just trying to step on the shadow of my visor. I run because I can. I run for the men who left their legs in a battlefield, for the long bones littering Cambodia and Bosnia, for the shattered bits in minefields, for every soul that once inhabited those muscles. For every wheelchair, another mile. For every nursing home, another mile. I run for the people on the buses down there in the city, the futures they dread, the decisions they regret. I run for the workers at the dollar stores, the hospitals, people doomed to smell cleanser and linoleums for 8 hours a day. I run for the lazy and the stubborn, for all the people who refuse to look up and see that it is still a beautiful world, that every day the sun rises for all of us whom God loves equally. I run because I want God to know that someone, somewhere, was grateful, so please don't stop loving us, and maybe that's why this big, gorgeous world just keeps spinning.